last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Well, we have been discussing the concept of recognizing the enemy and how important it is. We have already talked about it, the importance of that in the Quran, and then we said we discussed this topic probably in Mahtawiyat mostly, and we discussed about the groups that are against Allah's will. We discussed the kafirun, we discussed the Jews who insist on polytheism, we discussed the intentions, and we were on the next topic about the strategies that the enemies use in Mahtawiyat. And when we talk about the importance of recognizing enemy in general, in Mahtawiyat, it has also got its own importance, because we know in Shiaism, there are two main pillars which has kept Shiaism alive until today that all the scholars accept, even the non-Muslim scholars, that is Ashura and Mahtawiyat. And even in the Mahtawiyat itself, there have been enemies who have been trying different strategies and to take away this concept from us. They have been trying to distort it, and they have been trying different strategies to create doubts, to destruct, to distort. And we discussed some of the strategies. So we discussed first strategy was rejection, how they reject this concept, and another, when they fail in rejection, how they use the concept of distortion. And then we ended up in the last discussion about destruction. So I would request you, Dr. Alavi, first of all, a very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's a great pleasure to be here. And assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
We have been discussing about these strategies that I listed up. If you could give a very brief of these strategies that we discussed, and then we will start up with the destruction again.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyina Muhammadin wa atirat al-tahiri. Well, we have been discussing, as you rightly mentioned, about the strategies of enemies of the concept of Mahdiwi or Mahdism with regard to the with regard to their exposure towards this important issue in the world, that is the issue of Mahdawiyya, which is highly important, which is really important, and there is no issue more important than this, at least in the world, because it is something which is the question and problem of all the religions, and specifically Abrahamic religions, and most specifically Islamic Ummah. So all of people in some sort of way are waiting for the promised Savior to come.
Yeah.
So we said that there are some strategies for the enemies to cope with this concept, with this issue. At first, they try to reject and deny this concept. They want to actually wipe it out from the minds of people. They want to eliminate this beauty in among the beauties of the world.
Right.
So they want to see. They want to say and show that there is no such a thing in the world, and they want to actually remove it from the minds and hearts of the people. But they are really mistaken, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will do His work, and they will not be able to cope with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala's will. Second, they come to distort the realities. I mean, they come to distort this concept and this issue by itself. Then how do they come to do this? They actually try to bring some false beliefs, false issues, false stories, and like what they did with, for example, the event of Ashura.
Yeah.
Look how important Ashura is for us.
Yeah.
And the event of Karbala and what happened that time.
Yeah.
So how did they approach it? They tried to bring some false issues and narrations in order to make it not seem to be that much real.
Yeah.
But hopefully they will not be able to. But we need to know the strategy as well. If we are not aware of the strategies, if we are not informed,
we won't be able to cope up with
them. We won't be able to cope with
them. Right. And as you talked about the strategies they used in Ashura, you previously also gave a reference of Hosseini epic by Shahid Matahari, and you said that we should go through this book and read more about those distortion and the strategies that were used in Ashura. We'll discuss more, Doctor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are talking about the strategies that enemies use in Mahdism. So, yes, Dr. Levy, you said the same strategies were used way before just to distort the concept of Ashura. And still, they are being used to distort the same two concepts, Ashura and Mahdaviyat.
Very true. So the first strategy, as we said, was rejection. Second strategy was distortion of the reality of the concept of Mahdaviyya. But the third is destruction of this concept. I mean, how do they want to ruin this belief among the people, among the believers, and specifically among the believers for the promised savior in the Islamic Ummah? They try very smartly to actually to instill doubts and misconceptions in the minds of people.
Yeah.
Likewise, they try to say and ask people to pose these questions with regard to the longevity of Imam al-Islam. We refer to this in brief, but now let's actually explain it more. They come to say that, okay, what happened to that Imam? They want to bring even more doubts. Once I believe that I have been collecting more than 2,000 doubts on the concept of Mahdawiyya. They were actually questioning, this was not an ordinary question, it was sort of fire questioning at some issue.
Yeah.
They wanted to actually put this important issue under question to say, okay, no, such a thing that you are saying is not true, and all these doubts and misconceptions exist with regard to this concept that you are following and you are actually believing it.
Yeah.
But alhamdulillah, we have already received some instructions from the earlier imams, like Imam Rida alayhi salam, that narrates some narrations from the Holy Prophet and even his grandfathers.
Yeah.
That they say that even people will reach to an estate or to a time that when they are asked, okay, what happened to Mahdi, and there is no more need for Mahdi to come from the progeny of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yeah.
So such issues will be spreading among the people,
mm-hmm.
and will be rumored among the people.
Yeah.
But the Ahlul Bayt actually provided us the answers with these questions. I mean, much before the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Right.
So what does Imam Rida alayhi salam says? That these are the works of Shaitan, and he did it earlier with our grandfather, and he was the cause for our grandfather to expel him out of Jannah sometime before. It refers to the story of Adam alayhi salam,
that
was expelled from Jannah. But Imam continues and says, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Satan or Shaitan among the disbelievers.
Okay.
So this is Imam actually warned us not to be deceived, not to be trapped, or not to be tempted by these temptations.
All right.
So they have been actually predicting what questions, what doubts are going to come up with the Islamic Ummah with regard to the concept of Mahdawiyya.
Mm-hmm.
They say, okay, there is no more need for the existence of a person from the family and progeny of Muhammad.
Right.
And people try to face questions with regard to the originality of this issue. I mean, with the birth of Imam and other issues related to the birth and even the imamate of Imam alayhi salam.
Right. We'll discuss more with you, Doctor. Let's take a short break here. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
مهدينا في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. And we have been discussing the recognition of enemy, and now we are discussing the strategies that are used in Mathism. So we are discussing some of the strategies here. We discuss destruction, and here we discuss that how enemies bring about the doubts, and how they say that there's no need of arrival for any person from the progeny of Prophet. And you were discussing more.
Yes, it was the first step in destruction to instill the doubts and misconceptions in the minds of people and believers. Yeah. So we said they used different actually strategies to instill this, to raise lots of questions in the minds of people that there is no reality. In fact, we call it they are trying to instill doubts in the minds of people. Yeah. Second, under the category of destruction, is scolding and mocking the concept.
All right.
The same way that actually we briefly mentioned this a bit in our previous session. But let's see what the same way that the people in the dawn of Islam did with the Holy Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
But what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala react, and what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Quran? Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
يَضْحَكُونَ.
That is, in the world, those who sinned would mock those who believed.
Yeah.
I mean, they were mocking those who were believing.
Yeah.
I mean, they tried to, even the Holy Prophet himself, when he was mm-hmm. going to give a lecture, when he was talking to the people, they came and actually insulted him. And they said
called
bad words.
Majnun,
and even
yeah.
they had lots of, they mistreated him. And
names.
They misbehaved the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yeah.
And then it is not something new. It was not only for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it was for early Prophet as well.
Yeah.
So we know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted them to accept the mission, the prophecy, to be on their shoulders, they were preparing themselves to tolerate all these issues and hardships.
Yeah.
Hardships are not necessarily like what Ibrahim alayhi salam was afflicted with, to be put in the fire, or like
trials are different.
Sorry? Yeah, different trials were actually there. And but one of these trials is mocking of the disbelievers. Disbelievers mocking the believers, or disbelievers mocking the prophets, or the infallibles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran that وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. And as they passed by them, they exchanged glances and eyebrows. In fact, they wanted to say, okay, I mean, this changes of eyebrows and faces actually was meaningful in order to actually mock them, in order to say others, okay, look, these poor people, these needy people are following this person, and they have selected a new religion for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not something new in Islam. But the same strategy from the enemy that started, I can say it at the beginning of this creation, right after the first proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the scene of the earth by Adam, started, and it will continue. I mean, the concept of Mahdiwe is continuation of the same mission, as the Imam alayhi salam is the grandson of the same prophet, and he's in the same lineage, connecting through the whole prophet in the line of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the believers, it says, إِنَّكَ فَإِنَّكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. We suffice you for the mockers.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is mocking you, we suffice them. I mean, we know how to
deal
reward
with them.
We know how to deal with them, how to behave them,
right.
How to treat them. So we want to say the next strategy that they take is to mock the believers and to instill doubts and misconceptions in their minds. This is as for destruction.
Right.
But there is another strategy that we shall be discussing right there after
Inshallah.
This break.
We'll discuss that in the upcoming episode. For now, we discussed how they bring about doubts, how they say there's no need for someone to come from the progeny of Prophet, how the disbelievers mock the believers, and however, you said that believers should believe in the concept that this is a kind of trial, and this has been there since back in the time of Prophet also. And people did not leave Prophet alone, let alone us. Thank you for your valuable insights. Thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take care. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.